offer your equal sacrifice. Christ the Lamb has saved the sheep. Christ the Just One paid the price, reconciling sinners to the Father. Death and life fought bitterly for this wondrous victory. The Lord of life who died reigns glorified. O Mary, come and say, what you saw at break of day, the empty tomb of my living Lord. I saw Christ Jesus risen and adored. Bright angels testified, shroud and grave close side by side. Yes, Christ, my hope, rose gloriously. He goes before you into Galilee. Share the good news, sing joyfully. His death is victory. Lord Jesus, Victor King, show us mercy. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together with Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we will also come with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, have you caught anything to eat? They answered him, no. So he said to them, cast the net over the right side of the boat and you will find something. So they cast it and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on the shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you just caught. So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they realized that it was the Lord. So Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Continue throughout this week to focus on the dramatic transformation that happened in the first disciples as a result of the resurrection, which is meant to indicate to us the type of transformation that the Lord wants to work. Throughout this week, we've been seeing four stages of every interaction with the Lord Jesus. First stage is incredulity as a result of slowness of heart, not so much slowness of head. Slowness of heart because there was an unwillingness to believe all that God had revealed to the prophets of what would happen to Jesus. And even after he had fulfilled all of those prophecies of his suffering to the letter, they still didn't want to believe in the prophecies of his resurrection. So the first is incredulity because of slowness of heart. And then Jesus comes and he proves that it's he. Proves it by his words, he proves it by his gestures, he proves it by what he does, including even eating food or letting people probe his wounds. Third stage is that the apostles respond by faith. The disciples accept this truth. And then fourth, once they've done so, Jesus gives them a mission to go to others. And he strengthens them by his risen presence precisely to carry out that mission. Because right now he knows one thing. He breathes in them the power of the Holy Spirit so that they can do it. But they've seen in him that not even crucifixion could keep him down. So if he was able to triumph even over a brutal public execution, what should they be afraid of? He's taken not only the sting of death out, but he's also taken away the fear of death, the fear of suffering, because they've now seen in him how God seeks to draw good even out of evil and life even out of what seems to be death. Today in the scenes in the gospel, we see these continually played out. As we sang in a sequence, when Mary Magdalene had Jesus appear, he gave her a mission as the apostle to the apostles and said, "Go tell my brothers that I will meet them in Galilee." Today we see them in Galilee. Jesus appears to them not in the middle of the night when they're having sweet dreams. Jesus appears to them not when they go to the local synagogue on the Sabbath day. Jesus appears to them in the middle of their work, in the middle of ordinary activity. It's not like they're doubting Jesus' resurrection by this point, but they still don't recognize the risen presence of Jesus where he wants to be found. And so in the fog of a dawn after the fatigue of having worked all night, this strange voice from the shore tells them, "Little children, cast the net over the right side of the boat and you will find something." That's what they did. Very similar to the time where Peter, Andrew, James, and John were first called by the Lord. They cast the net over the other side and caught a huge draft of fish. And that's where St. John, quick to faith, was able to say it had to be the Lord, even though the voice had changed its tonality, much like his appearance had changed. That's why Mary Magdalene didn't recognize his voice either until he called her by name. But Peter, as soon as St. John helped him to see that it had to be the Lord, jumped in. He was being reconstituted in the original grace of his vocation. New wineskins to appreciate even what had happened 3 years before at the seashore there in Galilee. Swam 100 yards as quickly as he could to get to the Lord as fast as he could. The Saint Peter who joyfully went overboard in a storm to be able to meet the Lord walking on the water, wasn't afraid to go overboard anew to get to Jesus as fast as possible. And there on the shore, Jesus had some lessons to strengthen them in the power of the encounter with him risen from the dead. He has them bring some of the fish they just caught. And Peter went over and he dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. That number is highly significant, not just because they treasured every single one, but that was the number of fish they caught, which was a huge draft. But for two other reasons. 153 were the number of nations known at the time, and 153 was also considered the number of species of fish that existed. And so when there were 153 fish there, and St. John noted exactly how many, it was not just for the literal purpose, but also for the symbolic purpose that the Lord was making them fishers of men to go to all the nations, all 153, and to catch every type of fish. Everyone's a destinatarian of the gospel. It's directed toward them. We see Peter fishing, even for those who might seem sharks in today's first reading, strengthened by the knowledge of the resurrection and by the power of the Holy Spirit. When Peter and John were dragged before the same persons who had crucified the Lord Jesus, brutally massacred him, they were not afraid. By what power or by what name have you done this? Done what? Murdered somebody? No. Helped a cripple walk again. And they found it a threat. Peter very boldly, filled with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's parousia, that audacity that comes from above, answered, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we're being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, and then he's not going to shirk from giving the witness, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know it was not in our name, it's not in your name, it's not in the name of the temple, it's not in the name of Moses, it's not in the name of Elijah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel or one of the prophets. All of you should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed." This man at the beautiful gate became an icon of the resurrection. He's now been raised. That was Peter's word to him. Arise. And he did. He stood up. Anastasis is that word in Greek, which is resurrection. He stood. And he was healed. Two things, raising us up and healing us, purifying us. That's what happens. This man stands before you healed. And then he gives an incredibly important principle, not just about Jesus, but about us. Jesus is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. Likewise, this formerly crippled man was a stone rejected. They didn't want to accept his miracle, but he would become a cornerstone. If we allow faith in what Jesus by his healing name has done in that man to become part of our existence. Likewise, we will experience multiply in the faith rejection. But the Lord wants that rejection and our capacity for dealing with that rejection, well, to become the cornerstone of other people's really growing in faith. That we're not afraid to be rejected. Because we're even rejected in communion with the risen Jesus, who strengthens us in the middle of those rejections. This is what gave the martyrs the capacity to be joyful, even in the midst of their rejection and their execution. And St. Peter summarizes it all. There's no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. We know that name, Jesus, Yeshua, God saves, is mercy. God's name is mercy. That God with us is always with us, risen from the dead precisely to help us stand up, healed. The one thing I hate about the liturgical calendar in the Easter season is the second half of this scene in the Gospel is delayed by exactly 6 weeks. It'll be on the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, May 13th, that we'll get the end of this. But it's an important part of the story of Peter's witness in today's first reading, when immediately after the scene for everyone, Jesus pulled Simon aside and helped him to stand up healed. He was still carrying around the wound of his triple betrayal. And it was in that conversation when Jesus asked him 3 times, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than the fish? Do you love me more than the boats and the net and all of this? And 3 times he replied, yes, he did. But he was downgrading the love from agape, which was the word Jesus was using, to philia, love of friends. And Jesus met him there in the 3rd request, do you love me as friends? And Peter was saddened that the Lord had come down. It was an indication yet again that he wasn't who he wanted to be, how weak his flesh was compared to his spirit, but his spirit wanted more. And Jesus raised his spirit from his own sorrow. And he said, when you were younger, you used to go about as you pleased. But when you get older, another person will stretch out your hands, a Greek idiom for crucifixion, and drag you to a place where you don't want to go, signifying the way you would die. That St. Peter would, in fact, love the Lord to the extreme, just as he had promised to do during the Last Supper, that even if he should have to die for the Lord, he wouldn't betray him. And Jesus was lifting him up to say, you will give the ultimate testimony to me out of love. The Lord wishes to do something similar to us for all our betrayals. After he gives us the whole scope of where he's sending us out and to everyone to whom he's sending us out, after he's given us the bold commission and breathed on us the Holy Spirit, he actually does want to give us the chance during this Easter octave to proclaim our love for him anew and to lift us up and to say, you too will be a stone rejected by the builders, but you will become a cornerstone in this beautiful edifice made of jasper and crystal and all the other precious materials we find in the book of Revelation. You've got a crucial part as a living stone in this eternal temple being built for you and my Father. And this is what sends us out with courage. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.